Let's start the interview portion of the program. We are joined right now by the head football coach at West Virginia, second season with the Mountaineers, Sun Belt Conference Coach of the Year in 2017, led Troy to three straight bowl wins. West Virginia 1-0 on the season, and they are at number 11 Oklahoma State on September 26th. We are joined by Neil Brown. Neil, great to have you on. How are you?
Jim, doing well, man. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you. So you start the year with that 56-10 win over Eastern Kentucky Saturday. How good, first of all, did it feel to be back playing football, and what did your team show you in the way it took care of its business?
Jim, I think for any college football team after this, in the midst of a pandemic, to get on the field and play, I think it's a win. And for us to go out and take care of business like we should have done, frankly, we should have taken care of business in this opener. That's just a bonus. You know, probably as emotional game as any I've played, or coached in, just because so much went in behind the scenes to making it possible. But it was fun. It was a fun day. We didn't have any fans in the stands other than family, so that's unfortunate as well. But it was fun. We played a lot of young people, and we're better. How much better, we'll find out on September 26th, but we're definitely better than we were a year ago.
West Virginia head football coach Neil Brown joining us. You know, Neil, back to that point, I talked to Dabo Swinney on the show yesterday. In fact, I've talked to a number of coaches who did have a game, and they all are saying the exact same thing that you just said, that it was as emotional an opener as they had ever had. Can you kind of lay that out for me? Why were you so taken by that? Why was that such a moving opportunity?
I just think back. You know, we shut everything down here on March 12th. And really didn't see our kids again until June 15th. Couldn't work with them until, I think, July 24th. And it was such a turbulent time, not only with COVID-19, but social unrest, just everything that's gone on in our country. I'm 40 years old, and I don't know if leadership's ever been more difficult. We're in the most probably social unrest time of my lifetime. There's probably more political tension now than any other point in my life. And this is the only pandemic that we've ever had during my lifetime. So there's so many things that are going into leadership and you're having to navigate through. And then there was a momentum that we were going to play early. And then it didn't look like we were going to play. And then, there's been a couple different tides. And to finally, get to the point where we got on the field in a safe manner, we're testing three times a week, and following the procedures and the protocols, and seeing after an extended period of time that those work. I'm not saying they're perfect, but they do work, and they give you an opportunity to play. And so just to go through all that, to have an opportunity to go out and play was extremely rewarding, not only for myself, but for our entire staff and our team as well.
West Virginia head football coach Neil Brown joining us once again. Neil, on that same point, when you talk about leadership and how it's more challenging now than it's ever been at any time in your life, I see exactly what you're talking about. But to back that up, you talked about the fact that when you do not get the results that you want, you need to go into self-reflection mode. Like, a lot of coaches might blame the players. They might blame a lack of depth. They can blame any number of things. Why was it important for you to go into self-reflection mode, and what did you learn from that process?
Well, I think you have to. I think as a leader, one of the most important things you can do is you always self-reflect. And it has to be the first question you have to ask is, what can I do better? What can we do better from a preparation standpoint? What can we do better, whether it's conditioning, strength building, team chemistry, schematics in all three phases, what can we do better? And I think you always, as a head coach, you got to look at yourself first. And I think that it's also every situation is not cookie cutter. We're able to turn the Troy program around and pretty quickly. And we had three tremendous years there. 31 wins over a 3-year period, three bowl wins. You talked about it at the top here. But each job's different. And I think what we did is, and I'll just talk to the schematics of it. Last year, offensively, we really struggled to run the football, and what we tried to do is go back and really simplify how we taught everything and really refined how we practice and how we installed. And we saw the rewards in game one. We ran the ball for, 325-plus yards. Now we've got to continue to do, I don't know if we'll run it for that many yards in the Big 12, but we've got to continue to have a plus rushing attack in our league. And that's just one example. You know, but I think you have to, as a leader, you have to really look inward before you can look outward as far as fixing things.
Well, so, Neil, you ran the ball really effectively. You had a couple of running backs rush for 123 yards and two TDs each. And then Jarrett Deggy was 19 of 25, 228 yards and three TDs. What did you make of the way he ran the offense?
I thought Deggy was extremely efficient. You know, he started our last three games last year and was still able to redshirt. He's played a lot of football. You know, he was a two-year starter at Bowling Green before he transferred here. He comes from a football family. His dad's a longtime high school football coach in the state of Texas. His brother, Seth, played for me at Texas Tech when I was a coordinator there. So a football family, loves the game, loves to study, loves to prepare. But I thought this was the most calm I'd seen him in a game. I thought he directed and managed the game extremely well. And I think it speaks well to what kind of seasons he's going to have. Our goal as a team is to be one of the most improved teams in the country. And for us to do that, several individuals are going to have high levels of improvement as well. And he's definitely one of them as a leader of our offense.
You also, in part of getting ready for this, you had separated the team into a gold group and a blue group. What was the separation based on? Was it years or something else, or was it more socially motivated?
So we've been extremely cautious during this entire pandemic. We were, you know, when the workouts could begin on June 15th, our guys never came into our building until actually the first day of fall camp. We set up weight rooms in the concourse of our stadium. We did treatment rehab outside. We worked in small groups. And then when we started the six-week return to play, which there was 12 OTA, kind of NFL OTA-style workouts that you were allowed to have, what we did is we split our team into two units, a gold and a blue. And we didn't do it by depth chart or seniority or anything like that. What we did is we separated it by position. We made sure all the roommates were on the same team. And then the guys that hung out together socially outside of football, the guys that we knew were going to spend time together regardless, we put those, and that's how we divided it up. And we did that during the 12 OTA workouts. We did that for the first full 2 weeks of fall camp. And we met and worked out, walkthroughs, practice, meals, all those things were done separately.
Neil Brown joining us for a few more moments. You know, Neil, at this time when people's attention span is so short, it seems like nobody wants to pick up a book. You and I have talked about your book club and your love of reading in the past. So I want to bring this up before you go. Earlier this year, you did a reading of Have You Filled a Bucket Today on Facebook with your kids. For those who have not read it, what is Have You Filled a Bucket Today? And why is that something adults should learn from as well?
I laugh because I ask my 5 and my 9-year-old that every day. And here's where it started. It started right here. There's a nursery school on our campus here at West Virginia University where students go and they train that are going to do pre-K, teach pre-K and kindergarten. And my son, Dax, who's 5, when he was 4 going to pre-K there, they have a theme for every year. And their last year's theme was about bucket fillers. And there's a great book that goes along with it that you're talking about. And it's basically the theme of the story is everybody has a bucket and you want to fill others' buckets. All right. And you fill others' buckets by building them up and positive comments and those things like that. And I laugh when you said that because I still ask my 5-year-old Dax and my 9-year-old Ansley before I let them out of the car, or before I leave the house, I'm like, hey, make sure you fill somebody's bucket today. So It's a good book for everybody that's listening that's a parent or a teacher out there. It's a great lesson to be learned in that book.
I'm so glad I asked you that because I feel like right before you came on, I was running around emptying the buckets of my staff. I think I need to hear that. Neil Brown, my guest, he's the head football coach.
I'm guilty of doing that too, Jim.
Good. He is the head football coach of West Virginia. They're coming off a big win to start the year, but they've got a major opportunity and challenge coming up against Oklahoma State on September 26th. Neil, it's always great to have a conversation with you. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Jim, appreciate it. It's always great to be in the jungle.
Always good to have you in the jungle, Neil. Well done. Great talking to you, as always. My man is so conversational. Love that. Damn, I don't know, Rit. I'm running around emptying your bucket, and he's right. We should be looking to fill other buckets up. All right. Hey, Garrett, great tie. Dude, that is looking sharp. Good move. Good move. And that thing about me telling you to put a rug on it, I take that back. You look awesome, bro.